A missing University of Iowa student tells Fox there was no sign of a struggle at his house where Molly Tibbetts was staying, and that if someone had tried to take her...
She wouldn't just let that happen, though. She has actually got a mean right hook.
Dalton Jack was away on a construction job and says Molly was there watching his dog. She was last seen 3 weeks ago yesterday. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our rain chances continue to improve over the next couple of days. Good news for lawns and gardens. Today, with a high temperature in the lower 90s, partial sunshine, scattered showers and storms a little bit more numerous than yesterday, especially this afternoon and this evening, but still not every town will get one. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow and Saturday, scattered to numerous showers and storms around, limited sunshine, with high temperature in the upper 80s to around 90. Then on Sunday, more scattered storms, pretty decent coverage, about 50-50 coverage on Sunday with a high temperature near 90. Our free weather app is waiting for you in the App Store. Get hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, radar, future radar, push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus access to all my videos and blogs. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Supreme Court has stayed the murder trial of Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. Smith was scheduled to go on trial Monday for the 2016 shooting death of Greg Gunn. Defense attorneys hope the Supreme Court will consider four issues, including a change of venue and the request for immunity. Montgomery police are investigating a Wednesday morning shooting that left two people injured. It happened in the 1700 block of Hamlet Court. Police say one person has life-threatening injuries, the other has serious injuries. And Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the timeline for the statue of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is behind schedule. It was originally slated to be unveiled in August, but had been pushed back once to December. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases. And, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that'll stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all three floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
We know at Deer Camp, shaving is overrated. There's no right answer to how many days you can go without a shower. And you can't count on truth, but you can count on snoring. We know the great outdoors. We love the great outdoors. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's bring you the Fall Hunting Classic, offering the best deals, gear, and special events to keep our tradition of conservation going strong. Visit BassPro.com and Cabela's.com for more information.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show.
To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back into News and Views, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. F. Jackson Campbell has Thursdays off. He's back on his regular routine, his regular schedule. I think he was here last Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. Dave Mowry normally sits in for Jack on Thursdays. Dave is also taking the day off. Hold on. One minus one plus one minus one. Plus one. That's one. So there's one person in here today. I'll do the math correctly. If my Williamson County, Hancock County, Indiana, Williamson County, Tennessee math training didn't fail me, there's one person. It's me. Joey Clark is on his way in. He'll join me in just a little bit. And but look, I'm going to do my best to keep you informed and entertained as the day progresses. Our number, if you want to get in, join the radio broadcast, 272-9228. I have... Oh, it doesn't have the same effect anymore. Dadgummit. We got new shock mounts on the microphones in here, and it cut down on a lot of the exterior noise that used to take over the microphones. And I used to be able to drop the stack on the desk, and you'd hear a thud run through the microphone. Whoa, 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 whoa. You don't get that anymore. So, sorry about that. I guess I could just hit the microphone with it. Anyway, we've got a lot of news to cover. We got a whole lot of ground to cover. I mean a ton of ground to cover. And I want to start locally because something big happened yesterday. There's something going on out there that has the potential to cause a lot of grief here in the city of Montgomery. And I want to make sure it doesn't. I want to make sure it doesn't and that everybody's on the same page about what's going on right here. I'll start by saying, around the country, Montgomery has been spared a lot of the racial grief that's gone on around the country, a lot of the problems we've had. Ferguson and gosh, I can't even remember all the names of the little dinky cities. Baltimore had a problem that flared up. I know years ago, Los Angeles had troubles that flared up. And you end up with the Charleston had them, the race riots and the chaos that ensues whenever something happens. And there's the perception, and perception is reality for a lot of people. It's something that we have trouble understanding, even when the facts don't quite support that perception. But there's a perception in a lot of people's minds that police officers are driving around all day looking for unarmed black men to kill. And Montgomery has a trial that was scheduled to start Monday, 3 or 4 days from today, that has been stayed by the Alabama Supreme Court. Now, I want to give you an example of what I mean by perception is reality. Perception is reality. I've got two different entities who reported on this. Lots of entities reported on it. I've just grabbed two because they're two perfect examples on how to report on a story. Perfect examples on how to report on a story. The first one is WSFA. The headline, Montgomery officer's murder trial stayed by Alabama Supreme Court. The headline in the other one's a Josh Moon piece, who used to work for the Montgomery Advertiser, now writes for the blog ALReporter.com. It says, Alabama Supreme Court delays trial of Montgomery cop charged with murder. So right there, we're equal, all right? We're kind of level best here. The Montgomery Advertiser piece, the WSFA piece is about a page, maybe just a shade over a page with the heading. Maybe just a shade over a page. The AL Reporter piece, the Josh Moon piece, is right at 6 pages. And there's a reason for that. But I want to talk about the two ways to cover something. There are responsible ways to cover news, and there are irresponsible ways to cover news. There are ways to cover news that tries to convey facts and let people come up with their own conclusion, and there's ways to cover news that are meant to inflame people and cause chaos. Because I think Josh Moon would love nothing more than chaos in Montgomery. If there was a race riot in Montgomery that burned Montgomery to the ground, I think Josh Moon would be somewhere rubbing his hands together laughing and getting out there to cover it and trying to find a way to get on CNN over it. I just believe that with all my heart. And here's why. You look at the WSFA piece, and it just goes fact by fact. I don't like to sit here and read things, but sometimes you got to read a little bit in order to articulate the point I'm trying to make. Here's how the Montgomery Advertiser piece starts. Dateline Montgomery AL. The Alabama Supreme Court has issued a stay in the murder of the case involving Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. Okay? Alabama Supreme Court has issued a stay in the murder of the murder case involving Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. And when you're talking about reading news, particularly online, there's a very important principle associated with it. A lot of you don't even realize you do it, but you do it. I do it. We all do it. You read the headline, you read the first sentence or two, and you go to the next story. And whatever the first sentence or two say is the impression more than half of people who read newspaper articles online or blog articles online get. They read the headline, they read a sentence or two. If they're not hooked, they leave. They leave. So if you did this online on WSFA, here's what you would get. Montgomery officer's murder trial stayed by Alabama Supreme Court. I wonder what that's about. You open it up, you look at the first sentence, and it says, Alabama Supreme Court has issued a stay in the murder case involving Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. The stay halts the proceedings, which were scheduled to begin Monday, and orders the presiding judge and state to respond to questions in the petition. They were served on August 3 within 14 days. And then it goes, I mean, that's what you get. Those are facts. That's what happened. When you read Josh Moon's piece, you get the feeling that Josh is trying to inflame a race riot in the city of Montgomery. And I believe that's the case. I truly do believe he is wanting to see this devolve into chaos. Because here is the way he termed and worded exactly the same story. Headline, Alabama Supreme Court delays trial of Montgomery cop charged with murder. And here's the first sentence. The trial of a Montgomery police officer indicted for the murder of an unarmed black man has been delayed again. You get the sense that Josh is writing about this objectively, that he's just getting the facts out there, that he's just letting people know what's going on, or do you get the sense that he's editorializing in the very first sentence? On Wednesday, the Alabama Supreme Court issued a stay in the trial of Officer A.C. Smith, which was set to begin on Monday, and ordered the trial judge, and so then he gets to the facts after that, but he knows what I know. And I know he knows this because he worked in the newspaper industry. He's worked in the blog industry. He knows how these statistics are calculated. He knows who reads what. People read the first sentence and they stop. And I just think it's irresponsible when you have something that is a powder keg to go lighting candles and placing them on top of it. And that's what's happening here with some of the reporting around Officer A.C. Smith in town. I don't know what happened there. I don't know what happened that night. I'm not on the jury. I'm not the judge. I'm not a prosecution person. I'm not a witness. I'm not a defense lawyer. I'm nothing in this case. I'm like you. I'm just a spectator. I have no idea what happened. But I do know that I'd like Montgomery to survive it no matter the outcome. I would like Montgomery to survive it no matter the outcome. I don't want blacks and whites in Montgomery to be at odds with one another over this case. I don't want people to distrust the system, to believe that Montgomery police officers are out cruising around looking for unarmed black men alone so they can shoot them dead and get away with it. I don't want white people to think that blacks think that about white people. I mean, there's just no reason to sow racial discord here except for the fact that you kind of get off on it. And there are a lot of people in this town who seem to get off on it. They really like this. And I think it's gross. I think it's gross, and I wish it would stop. And here's the most egregious sentence in the paragraph in the entire piece Moon put together. Smith's defense team has attempted every possible legal maneuver, delaying the start of the trial for more than 2.5 years. Well, guess what? We have an adversarial system of justice. If they didn't attempt every possible legal maneuver, he would have an appealable issue of whether or not his attorneys gave their full efforts in representing him. Do you want, if this guy gets convicted, do you want him to stay convicted, or do you want to have to retry this case again in 2 years? Are you complaining because people hire effective attorneys? That's what it seems like. And again, picture yourself not a legal practitioner, not a legal expert, not a legal scholar, not a lawyer, not a judge, not even someone that watches forensic files. Just picture that you're just Tom, Dick, or Harry. You pick up the Josh Moon piece, and you look at this, and you say, unarmed black man, they've delayed it again. Oh, my gosh, they're attempting every possible legal maneuver? What? Is there no justice in this world? And then you get this. Josh Moon has already convicted this guy in his mind. Josh Moon has already convicted this guy. Because you get this in the next paragraph. Right after every possible legal maneuver. As if his lawyers are doing something wrong by filing procedural motions that the defendant's entitled to. I don't think they've broken the law. I mean, I know these lawyers. I know them personally. I go to church with one of them. I don't think they've broken the law. I don't think they've done anything improper or unethical in their defense of A.C. Smith. But here's what you get in the very next paragraph. Again, this is a race-baiting piece. This is a shameful piece. This piece right here is designed to tear the fabric of Montgomery apart. For what reason, I don't know. I guess for joy, just for fun. But here's the next paragraph. Testimony from an SBI officer who interviewed Smith twice after the shooting revealed that Smith told the SBI he had, quote, no probable cause to stop gun, no probable cause to frisk him, no probable cause to pursue gun when he ran, and ultimately no probable cause to shoot gun. So that's four things he didn't have probable cause on. You know how many of those require probable cause under the law? Zero. Not one of those facts requires probable cause. So the inclusion of all four of those facts, all four of those probable causeless facts are completely irrelevant to the facts of this case, completely irrelevant to understanding where this case stands, the facts that led up to it, completely irrelevant to the disposition of this case, completely irrelevant to the adjudication of this case, and have nothing to do with it. The only reason they're there is to inflame you so that when you read this, you dislike the officer and you feel bad for the dead guy. That's the only reason they're there. You do not have to have probable cause to stop somebody. You don't. It's not the legal standard. Josh Moon's not a lawyer. I wouldn't expect him to know that. Well, I actually would since he's covering a legal case. Or at least I would expect him to ask somebody. I would have answered the phone if he'd have called me and asked, Baron, do you need probable cause to stop somebody after dark? No, you don't. Do you need probable cause to frisk him? Uh-uh. Terry versus Ohio. Check it out. You do not need it. Probable cause to pursue him when he ran? Maybe, but not necessarily. And sometimes headlong flight itself is probable cause. Even if the officer's not aware that probable cause has arisen, you can retroactively go back and look and determine based on the facts whether probable cause existed. Yeah, but the officer said he didn't know he had probable cause. Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Probable cause is not subjective. Always. It's not necessarily dependent on the mind of the officer. You can have probable cause and the officer may not even know it's arisen at that time. Do you need probable cause to shoot him? No. That's not the standard to shoot somebody. Believe it or not, that's not the standard to shoot somebody. So this paragraph, this entire paragraph, the inclusion of this entire paragraph is to inflame the city of Montgomery and try to get them into a racial, national, burn down the city, break stuff. I don't understand the purpose of this article. I understand WSFA's coverage. I thought it was reasonable and rational. I think AL Reporter is completely out of line with this. Completely out of line with this. And I think Josh Moon knows better, frankly. I think he's much, much smarter than this. Much, much smarter than this. And I think he should, this is a kind of piece he should take down and rewrite. Your phone call is welcome, 272-922. I had to get that off my chest. I read that this morning and was sick to my stomach. I can't stand when people try to get Montgomery and tear it apart when we do a pretty good job of staying together in this town. We'll be back.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I won!
You won!
won!
Jackpot, baby!
The big one!
Oh, man, what a rush!
So much excitement!
The thrill of it all!
The sand between your toes!
The what?
The tropical breeze, the sunset, the flamingos!
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Caribbean! When you play with your Wind Creek Rewards card, you can earn a free trip to our resorts in Aruba and Curacao!
That's amazing!
I know, right? Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I want to thank everyone for voting Mr. Sandman the best mattress store in Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga counties. We have been voted number one 18 of the last 20 years. Visit us and learn how a local store with a huge inventory, always discounted, can outservice and undersell the big chains. This month, in addition to having a tremendous sale on mattresses and adjustable bases, I am marking down hundreds of headboards and beds. King headboards start at $55 and many are under $100. With over 500 on hand, you have a lot to choose from. Our selection of over 70 mattress models from Serta, Jamieson, Restonic, Scandinavian, Pure Talalay, Bliss, and others is on sale just in time for back to school. Whether you prefer plush or firm, latex, memory foam, hybrids, pillow tops, or smooth tops, we have the area's largest selection and best prices. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, or on Highway 14, 3 miles east of I-65, across from the Dollar General in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr.
Sandman. It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
We know at Deer Camp, shaving is overrated. There's no right answer to how many days you can go without a shower. And you can't count on truth, but you can count on snoring. We know the great outdoors. We love the great outdoors. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's bring you the Fall Hunting Classic, offering the best deals, gear, and special events to keep our tradition of conservation going strong. Visit BassPro.com and Cabela's.com for more information.
It's 25 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome back into News and Views. It's a beautiful Thursday morning. We're going to get to the phones in mere moments. I do want to tell everyone this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Very, very, very generous sponsors of hour number one. This week they have a special that would make everyone in Alabama proud because they got those fresh, succulent, juicy shrimp. They've got them over a linguine. They got it in a garlic white wine sauce. It is absolutely delicious. It's got asparagus and cherry tomatoes in there. You can pair what I just described with a salad for $9 at lunch. I mean, I still marvel at that sometimes. The quality and the dedication of Midtown Pizza Kitchen. And the dedication of this program. Generous sponsors of this program each and every day. I encourage you to get by there. One of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, or the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Senator Brubaker.
Well, first of all, do you think anyone who has ever read Josh's editorials when he worked for the advertiser or follows his Twitter feed or anything else thinks that he's actually reporting news, or do you think it's, at the end of the day, an opinion piece? I mean, I don't think there's anybody who believes, who follows. I mean, Josh has a very strong point of view, and while I disagree with virtually every political opinion he's ever had, I don't think that he's an evil person, and I think he's wrong about a lot of things, but the idea that he would intentionally incite violence...
I think it's exactly what he's doing. I had someone else in town that you know text me, and I'll read it to you word for word. It said, I believe, like you, there are some people who want to see mass hysteria. I think Josh wants to see mass hysteria come to Montgomery. You can't write the stuff Josh writes where white people are evil, conservatives are evil, Republicans are evil, law enforcement just wants to kill black people.
When has he ever written anything else?
I know, but what I'm saying is you can't do that and then say, oh, but I just want to see a fair trial for Officer Smith. Well, because honestly, as an American, every person should want only a fair trial. That's it.
We're not going to agree on this. But I'm not willing to ascribe that level of intentional evil to someone just because I disagree with him politically.
Well, I can't think of another reasonable explanation for the way he covers this.
Listen, I have read right-wing spins on things that ascribe to the other side motives that on state issues that I knew weren't there. Just trying to make them bad. I mean, and part of my beef with the way Josh writes is, he can't just disagree with Republicans. He's got to make them bad.
Right.
But on the other hand...
You know, he thinks you're evil. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Okay. But, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
I don't think he thinks I'm evil personally. Just now that I'm not a senator anymore, he probably thinks I'm okay. But my point is this. I think that we need to be careful about ascribing motives, especially... He wants to see people killed. He wants to see
I didn't say that. I didn't say he wanted to see people killed. I didn't say he wanted to see people killed. I do believe, based on the way he covers things, he would like to see riots of the Ferguson variety come to Montgomery. I do believe
that. If you're talking about a riot of the Ferguson variety, that's the same thing as saying you want to see people killed. That's what's going to happen.
I think that's... I honestly believe there's no other explanation for covering this that way. Because he's doing it...
I just hope it's not true.
He's doing it in an inflammatory way. He's bringing in things that are wholly irrelevant. He's making it personal for no particular reason. And I mean, he's including things in there to make the cop look bad. He didn't even have probable cause to stop him. Well, guess what? He didn't need probable cause to stop him. He didn't have probable cause to frisk him. He didn't need probable cause to frisk him.
I'm not defending the article. I'm just saying that anytime we talk about people in the public, I think we need to talk about what they wrote and why we think it's wrong instead of trying to ascribe motives to them. Because I just don't believe anybody's that wise.
Well, all right. What he wrote, it may not be designed to inflame a riot. Let me use your preferred stance on this.
Judge Dodd,
Well, it may not be designed, but that's the type of writing that leads to that, and I think Josh is smart enough to know that.
Okay. Well, anyway, thank you for taking the call. Let me express my opinion, even though we disagree. I appreciate it.
Certainly. Bye. Anytime. Our number, 272-9228. Tootie.
Hey. Very good. Enjoyed your opening. And, I don't think we're going to have a problem after my almost 35 years here. I'm glad I'm here. A lot of other places I wouldn't want to be. But, there's an article there in the Christian Science Monitor last week, headline, the front page. And it's on 1968. The title of it is Tear Gas to Tweets. And it talks about activism and, some of the things that happened. 1968, I got out of the Army and walked into all kinds of riots, presidents quitting and killing the senators and a lot of other things, and watched it all happen. And then we finally got control over it. But the Christian Science Monitor, I've been a subscriber to it since 1980. Mm-hmm. And this is the first article I've ever read in there that fits the description that you gave of what Josh Boone was saying. They usually are so objective. That's why I've held on to it this long. I don't like to be polarized either way. I want to be able to read something and then come to my own conclusion.
I just don't. I get upset because I don't want this trial to tear Montgomery apart. I want to be able to come safely to work, the day after the verdict, guilty or not guilty, I want to be able to come safely to work, get on the airwaves, safely leave. I don't have to worry about, you know, fires being set and people being shot and people marching down the interstate and shutting it down. I just, Montgomery's better than that. We've been better than that. The only thing any true American, any true Montgomeryan should want out of this trial is that Officer Smith get due process every step of the way, and the jury hears a fair, impartial trial, and they come to a true verdict that reflects what happened. And people are trying to push it a certain way, and I hate it.
You want to hear my crystal ball theory?
Yeah.
Sullivan versus New York Times. There's a lot of things that went on here, all the way back to sending the telegraph. You know, this is a home of civil disobedience, civil whatever. I think that Judge Griffin is looking for his place in history. And I talk to a lot of people, you know, intelligently about this, or try to. And, you know, a lot of people would like you were saying, that probable cause. They don't know that. You know, I know an attorney, and you probably know him, who represented a guy, family out of Opelika, who they had a body cam where the guy just killed him. And they tried the case in Iowa just to get it out of here. Nothing was hardly ever said about it. And there's certain immunities that goes along with police work. And I think the probable cause, you said it, that even blacks, whites, and everybody is looking for another venue to maybe bring some accountability to police work. And that's what I think is going to happen here. You know, we're known for, you know, things change, that Montgomery is ground zero for that. And I don't think we're going to have any problem here. We've been there. We did that. You know, we can lead the world with it. I went to a freedom forum here once, and they discussed Sullivan versus New York Times with Rod Nachman and some other people. I actually have the tape of it. It was very interesting. What's his name? He wrote for the Advertiser. He worked at ASU now. He put it on. That was one of the best forums I'd ever sat in on. And it's about free speech.
You know who the judge was who decided Sullivan versus New York Times? He was a warrior, a statesman, and a jurist. Thomas Goode Jones. The namesake of Thomas Goode Jones School of Law.
Absolutely, yeah. I've talked to some other people about him. He, didn't he have something to do with, he's from Marion over in that area?
I don't know where he is from, yeah.
Yeah, he, something else. I have a picture of ASU 1908 of their basketball team, and I think he's in it. My grandmother's sister mailed it to my grandpa. But anyway, keep on keeping on. Enjoying listening to you this morning. You're right on target. And I wouldn't be afraid of that. I think the people of Montgomery, we know where we're going. You know, I was listening to the mayor last night. They're trying to get that statue up. You know, people are coming here. This is a museum.
We ought to put
on our best face and welcome the people here. I tried to do it 25 years ago with a gift shop and actually sold Confederate flags on Madison Avenue.
I just realized it was Thomas Goode Jones' son, not Thomas Goode Jones. He was dead long before that.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Have at it, brother.
Yeah,
take
thanks.
Care.
That's awesome. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228. That's what you get for trying to steal credit from people who text in. Sometimes they're wrong. All right, guys, sit tight. We'll be back 36 minutes after 9 o'clock. Is Josh Moon evil? No. He's a nice guy. Is his writing designed to inflame riots in Montgomery pending the outcome of this trial? That is to be determined, or that was unknown. Is his writing of the style that inflames riots pending the outcome? Yes, that is known. We'll be back.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your time for a new zero-turn riding mower? If so, stop by CTE today and check out Hustler Mowers, who over 50 years ago introduced the very first zero-turn riding mower, and today is one of America's top brands for several reasons. First, best quality. From the ginormous 104-inch industrial model down to the smallest 36-inch homeowner model, Hustler builds commercial-grade heavy-duty construction into every unit. Secondly, best warranty. Hustler backs up their best quality boast with warranties up to 5 years. And finally, best value. CTE has Hustler ZTRs on sale starting at only $27.99 and offers 0% interest financing for 48 months. And if you're military, you can get up to a 10% discount. So, if it's your time for a new ZTR, come see us today. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get you an ice cream cone dipped specially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our rain chances are getting a lot better today and tomorrow. Still no guarantee that every town will be affected, but partial sunshine today, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. High temperature in the lower 90s. A couple of the storms could have gusty winds and certainly some dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms. Best chance in the afternoon and evening, high around 90. Then over the weekend, better news, the storms will start to thin out in number. They'll still be widely scattered around, but not as many. High temperature both days in the lower 90s and more scattered storms Monday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet today, and you can see where the storms are now and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you.
guys. Welcome back into News and Views, 42 minutes after 9 o'clock. Stopped by yesterday, a couple days ago, actually. Saw my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. He said, what a wildly successful week when we had Diamond Week. It rained diamonds at Heirloom Jewelers. He got so many good stones in. They're going to find some great, great homes on some beautiful, beautiful antique heirloom quality mounts. And look, I mean, he can't do it without you. You guys responded. And let me tell you, one customer got a check for $12,000. $12,000. And he did a little math for me. You know, he's a math whiz. That's not, you know, he can do it off the top of his head. He's that kind of guy. He did a little math for me. If you have $5,000 on a credit card and you're paying the minimum fee, over a couple years, you're going to pay about $2,000 in interest, maybe more. If you take him a diamond worth $5,000 that you're never going to wear again, that it's in the back of a drawer or, you know, you inherited it or whatever. If you take him one of those and he gets a $5,000 diamond in, so not only do you make the $5,000 straight cash, homie, you save all those interest payments, $1,000 a year or more, for years and years and years and years. So really, he's giving you more than $5,000. He's giving you like $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. Because it's going to take you longer than that to pay down that credit card bill. That's Troop Booth. That's Heirloom Jewelers. Get by there. Take him your diamonds. Let him sprinkle cash all over your budget. Let him pay down some of your debt. $12,000 someone walked out of there with. $12,000.
Damn.
I know.
That's awesome. I know. That's a lot of money.
Heirloom Jewelers, he's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. And just get by there. Heirloom Jewelers. You're going to love Troop Booth. And when you talk to Heirloom Jewelers, you're talking to Troop Booth.
Join.
How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm great. I feel like, ooh,
you went to the cryo chamber this morning?
Well, and I got my butt up at 6 this morning.
Yeah.
And
6 is a great time to get up.
Did the double black diamond, brother.
Oh, man.
Hour workout, then jumped into the cryo. My shoulders were killing me, and it goes away immediately. And then stop by here, because I heard you're all by yourself.
I am all by myself. Jack's usually gone on Thursdays. Dave usually sits in on Thursdays.
And Dave's on vacation, right?
He is.
Well-deserved.
Yeah, well-deserved vacation. He said it was a working vacation, but I've not seen any evidence of any working.
No, I saw a lot of cooking.
Yeah.
I saw him wearing an apron.
Yeah.
Looks good. No, he's quite the chef. I'd love to eat some of his.
I love following his Facebook page and seeing how his grilled vegetables. Lord have mercy, his grilled vegetables. Mm. They look so good.
It does.
They look so good. We've had a mountain of news here, and we got some phone calls, so let's get to those. Joey Clark joins the radio broadcast here at 9:45. Don?
Hi, man. I appreciate your talk this morning. I agree with you.
Thank you.
There's some...
Brilliant people often do.
you're handling it real well. I've noticed last night on CBS national news that incident here just a few weeks ago, or last week in Florida, where a guy shot a black male. I saw the clip of that last week, and it showed the black guy coming up and assaulting him. They knocked that rascal, 15 foot or so out into the parking lot, run up to him and hit him, and the guy, when he rolled over, then he shot him. But last night and this morning on CBS Channel 8, all they show is the guy shooting. They've cut the first part of it all.
Yeah, we got into a long dispute about that on the air the other day. I think a lot of that tape is in the eye of the beholder. For example, you said he knocked him 15 feet across the parking lot. I didn't see it quite the same way, but I have a general adage. If you don't want to get shot, there are a couple things you can do to greatly, greatly reduce your chance of getting shot. One is don't run from the police.
That's true.
Number two is don't fight the police. Number three is don't go pushing and shoving and punching random members of the public, because they might be armed and they might shoot you.
Well, and I hate to repeat the story, but I've been held at gunpoint twice in my life, both times by police, especially the first time when they told me to put my hands up and then get on the ground. I was like a spread... open arms, like I'm gonna stretched out on an X.
Yeah,
like I don't have anything, I'm on the ground. Yes, sir. No, sir. What do you want me to do? And it got cleared up.
Yeah, that's so. But like, but it seems to me like them showing that clip like that, they're only showing part of the story. the same, you know, it's one-sided. And I think it's a national deal with the liberal news media is to show stories like that as much as they possibly can just to incite violence, discord, because that's what they're doing.
I tend to agree with that part of what you said.
I mean, it bleeds.
Yeah, it does seem. I mean, it seems like that. And it appears to me they're doing it intentionally.
Yeah, I think they are doing it intentionally. I think there are some people around Montgomery that would like to see Montgomery be the center point, the focal point of the country. That they think. Montgomery and Alabama are full of evil, awful white Republicans, and they'd like to see us get our comeuppance. And I just disagree with that. And I think there are a lot of reasonable thinking, and I think most black Montgomeryans probably agree with me.
Yeah.
That's not necessary, and it's not the way it is. It's the liberal white Republicans that have destroyed the black family to begin with. I mean, it's in the black community. It's the liberal white Republicans who are pushing this narrative. And I hate it. I just absolutely hate it, Don. Thanks for the call. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. I also have a host of other news, but
okay.
But that's sort of the.
I'm coming in fresh this morning. I haven't read much news. Last thing I looked at was last night with Drudge changing that headline. All the Omarosa stuff. All that tape. It's just such. It's like a bad reality show half the time. National news. It's terrible.
Omarosa.
I mean, there's some really great stuff that's happening.
I think there were several people that got caught taping Trump in the White House.
Mm.
Generally speaking, don't tape your boss.
Right.
Yeah, generally speaking.
Well, I would say generally speaking, don't tape anybody without their consent unless it's like a true enemy and you're an actual spy.
Or you've been asked. The exception is, in my life, if you've been asked to do something illegal.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or if you believe you're going to be asked to do something illegal. To protect yourself only, you know, so that someone doesn't try to pin something on you.
Now, this is legal in the state of Alabama. You can record somebody without their knowledge, right?
One party recording is legal. One party has to be
aware.
A participant in the conversation.
Oh.
So if Joey and Barron are talking, Joey or Barron can record it.
Okay.
Third party outside the studio can't.
Okay. That makes sense.
But... But
then there are certain states where...
Two-party required.
Two-party.
Yeah, Florida's a two-party state. So if you try to tape someone in Florida, and the general rule is, it's where the call is received. So if you call into Florida and you record them, you say, well, I was in Alabama and I was recording them here, but the call was received in Florida.
And yet we have to tell people they're on the air when they call in.
Caller, you're on the air. We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And add whole home Wi-Fi for just $9.99 per month. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com today to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Hard to believe that football is right around the corner. At Ace, we have everything you need to transform your home for game day festivities. We have a full garden center with plants, mulch, rock, and gardening tools to turn a backyard into an oasis. We also have some awesome grills like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. Not only do we carry the brands you want, we have the services you desire. So come in and see us at 3215 Taylor Road.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Capital Chevrolet ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Capital Chevrolet on the Eastern Boulevard. Find new roads at Capital Chevrolet. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital Chevrolet and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com. Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Holly's Home Furnishings on Wetumpka Highway for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Got a few minutes left here in the top of the hour. 6 minutes till the top.
A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time.
Joey, I've been accused of not answering text messages very quickly.
Oh, I do that all the time.
But you know what? These people ought to be friends with Jack Campbell and try to get him to respond. I've gone back and looked before at my text messages with Jack, and I'll have like 30 days of text where I text him and he doesn't text me back.
Reminds me of an old relationship. No, but I'm like that, actually. And I've learned to be honest with my friends. It's better than making it weird not talking about it. I'd be like, well, like Seth Spotlow. He's on my show all the time. He's like, you see my text this weekend? I go, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's the weekend. I'm not doing anything.
Well, not only that. I mean, you text me in the middle of the show. Sometimes I'm free and can text you back.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm not. And I'll get, I mean, you know how it is. You'll get 75 text messages in a show.
I flip my phone over when I'm doing a show.
Yeah, I don't, because hosting. I get a lot of good information.
You do get a lot of good information, but you know how my style is. I'd like to be conversational. You do it too, but I don't know. It's a distraction for me. It's a constant form of source of anxiety, especially with social media. It's more than just text. It's always something that can distract you, so I put it face down, and I don't think about it.
Yeah, I might ought to. I don't know. I don't know. I like to stay engaged a little bit. Like the little ditty I got about Thomas Good Jones. That was wrong, but it was his son, but close enough. I mean, we had the same family.
Now, how many, like, messages have you had come in at once, like, that are backlogged? You know, like, if you're looking at your app and it's Facebook Messenger or it's, you know, your text message app, you'll see a little number of unread. And I'll sometimes get up, especially if it's a group message, like 10, 15.
My Facebook is always 99+, because I don't check it very often.
Okay.
The Facebook Messenger just says 9+, and so you got to click on it to see how many you have. And like my email, I zero it out every now and then, but it was at 13,000 or something the other day.
I don't zero mine out at all. But I met this girl I've had on my show for 2-3 times. I met her at this conference in Atlanta, and I saw her Facebook app, and she had something like 1,000, 2,000 notifications, like hundreds and hundreds of messages, some unread, some she's responding. How do you keep track of all that? That would drive me insane. I could not do it.
But like text, I don't know how many texts. I've been on the air 57 minutes. Actually, less, minus 6 minutes, so 51 minutes.
Yeah.
I've gotten over 50 text messages, I know, maybe 75 or 80 by now. And that will continue for the next 2 hours. And then no one wants to talk to old Barron after 12. You know, Barron gets off the air and he's a has-been. They're listening to Joey and Dan. They're listening to Greg. They're listening to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. They don't want to talk to old Barron after 12.
Now, I'm wondering.
This thing will buzz every 10 to 30 seconds, you know, like for 3 hours, and then it stops.
That is an interesting idea. Like, maybe the text message capability limits the number of people who actually call. It's like, hey, why don't you call in? Stop being a chicken.
Trust me, I have a long time, like the one chastising me is a caller, someone who's called before. And then chastises me for not texting back. But I read them, you know, and I even have the watch. So I don't even have to turn the phone on. I can just look at the watch.
See, you have more of, a network and a social life than I am. But I'm suggesting you just don't respond. This is my style.
Yeah.
If it's really important.
The problem is I don't respond and people feel like it's a personal affront.
And I was recommending to somebody earlier today, as I was talking to him on the phone, I was saying, turn off the read response.
Oh, yeah, you got to have that off.
You know, where it shows somebody whether or not you've read their message, turn it off.
If you want to have specific people, if you got a girlfriend or you got a wife or you got a husband or you got, you know, your mom or whatever, and you want them to know you've read it,
right,
and you want to turn the read receipts on for a particular person, I get it.
Yeah.
But to generally speaking have read receipts on, the pressure.
Oh.
The pressure.
Well, but actually, especially on Facebook, I love to leave it on and look at it and then not respond.
Oh, I don't think you can. Can you turn it off on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, you can turn it off, I think.
Oh. Well, look. And I'm not sure every text message requires a response, does it?
No. No, not every text message, especially if it's just a discreet bit of information. I'll be there at 10.
Right.
Maybe you'll get a K out of that. But, I mean...
Don't K people. Yeah. Please don't K people.
Don't K.
No!
It's why... Also, folks, don't just send me a yo. Don't just send me a hey. Like, if you got something to say, just say it.
Person said, you can stop chastising me on air now. Okay. It's done. It's 10 o'clock. We'll start over. Got plenty of news.
Let's hear some news.
See the size of my stack?
Oh, it's quite impressive.
It's a big, thick stack.
Yeah.
With a thick stack like that, you don't need to chastise people on
air. It's almost like a whole tree in here.